Chapter 10, Blue Tears. March felt like a needle spinning on a compass in a world suddenly without true north. The girl eyed him warily. She looked just as rocked as he did. She, Julia, narrowed her eyes at him and suddenly saw Alfie in her face. Something in the way her mouth turned down as she concentrated. His sister. "You're twins," the woman official said. "The kind who don't look alike. Is that fraternal or... what's the other word?"
"Doomed," Julia asked.
He saw anger flicker in her eyes. But was it for him or the officials or Alfie? Alfie, who had told him everything except his most important thing? Twins. They had the same coloring, black hair, gray eyes that sometimes looked blue. Every birthday he had, every year with every present, every special dinner, there was a daughter Alfie had been thinking of, too. March was desperate to run, fast as he could, weaving through the suitcases and the tote bags and the newspapers and the cups of coffee and all the faces, all the people, so he could get to a place that was quiet and still, so he could think.
"Time to board," Mr. Soda said. "Those two have plenty of time to get acquainted."
How do you get acquainted with a twin you never even knew existed? Where do you start? Who was your favorite, Bert or Ernie? Trucks or dolls? Peanut butter or jam? Alfie had plenty to answer for. The thought had rushed so quickly, and now again the hole opened up, the place where he knew Alfie wasn't here anymore to get mad at. They heard the sound of a sudden commotion behind them. Someone shouted, "Wait!" Blue rushed through the crowd. She was dressed half in her performance attire, the velvet frock coat over jeans. Her eyes were rimmed in makeup that had smeared, and a real tear rolled down the blue lettered tear. "Jules!" Julia turned. Blue stopped. "Jules," she said. The word was a sigh, not Jules. Jules. A nickname for Julia. "Find Jules." No, find Jules. The knowledge dripped through March. Alfie wasn't tipping him off to a fortune, but a person. That's why he sent him to the stick and rag. He wanted him to find her. Blue walked forward and put her hands on Jules's cheek. "I was arrested. I just got out. They wouldn't let me say goodbye to you. How could they stop me from saying goodbye?"
"Ma'am," the official said, "we really have to go."
Blue ignored him. "They said I'm not a fit parent." "I'm your aunt." If Jules was his sister, that meant that Blue was his aunt, too. Was she Alfie's sister? Or his mother's? It was like hearing a pink flamingo was related to him. This exotic creature, this person in a velvet coat with fishnet stockings on her arms and tattoos, was his aunt? "I raised you." Blue shot a dark and terrible glance at the officials. "Now suddenly I don't know what I'm doing?"
"Miss Barnes, we've got nothing to do with this, just following orders. And we've got to go," the official said, taking Jules by the arm. But March expected Jules to shake the man off and turn to Blue. But she didn't. She seemed frozen. Barnes? His mother's last name. This was his mother's sister. And he never knew. Alfie told him the family was dead or scattered. Texas or Canada, Alfie? Why did you keep this secret from me? Blue grabbed Jules tighter. No, you can't take her. The airplane employee spoke into a phone. Security was on the way. Blue grabbed at Jules's backpack. Jules, she cried, pulling at it, as though she could yank Jules backwards into the life they'd had. Run! Jules still didn't move. She sucked in her lower lip and bit it hard. Two muscled security officers grabbed Blue by her arms. They force marched her away. Jules rubbed her fist against the cheek like a little girl might do. She hunched her shoulders, pulled up her hood, and turned her face toward the plane.